So I have a question for you. Have you ever had something and then lost it?
Pretty much everything.
I often lose my cell phone, and that's a really big thing in my classroom. My kids have a daily scavenger hunt for my phone, and the winner gets some dojo points because I lose it multiple times during the school day. But when those things are lost, a lot of us will feel anxious or worried that we're never going to find that thing. And when it's found, we get so, so happy and so relieved that that thing is found. And I ask this because in today's story, we're going to hear about Joseph and Mary, who have lost something extremely important, a 12-year-old child. That is extremely important. And they couldn't find him anywhere. And they looked for him for 3 days. Yes. And they finally found him in the temple, and he was talking to the teachers that were there. And it turns out he had been there the whole time. And the whole time his parents were worried that he was lost and missing, but it turns out Jesus knew exactly what he was doing, where he was, and was not scared at all. We know this because that's what he told Mary and Joseph in the story. What we see is that Jesus is the same when he was a child as he was an adult. He knew who he was and what he was supposed to do. And when we find Jesus, we're no longer lost because we have him there to protect us. In the world, there people feel lost, and this is a very nice gift for us to have. And when we are living into this gift of knowing where we are and where we belong, then we can share the gift of belonging with those around us. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for Jesus, who offers the gift of always being at home in and with you. Amen.